Welcome back. This podcast explores the wisdom of generosity from ancient to modern and the beautiful space where generosity occurs. What if the primary motivation for giving is belonging? The Millennial Impact Report shows that donors first want to feel like they belong in order to do good, make a difference, to change the world. But first, they want to belong. Henry Nouwen spoke to the Marguerite Bourgeois Family Service Foundation about fundraising. His words have shifted the mindset of many in fundraising across various mission types and not just faith-based organizations. So this week, I am reading a quote from The Spirituality of Fundraising by Henry Nouwen, originally presented in 1992. Quote, "Asking for money is a way to call people into this communion with us. It is saying, we want you to get to know us. Gathered together by a common yearning, we begin to know this communion as we move together towards our vision. How does this spiritual communion manifest itself concretely? When fundraising as ministry calls people together in communion with God and with one another, it must hold our real possibility of friendship and community. People have such a need for friendship and for community that fundraising has to be community building. Further," he goes on to say, "if we ask for money, it means that we offer a new fellowship, a new brotherhood, a new sisterhood, a new way of belonging. We have something to offer: friendship, prayer, peace, love, fidelity, affection, ministry to those in need. And these things are so valuable that people are willing to make their resources available to sustain them. Fundraising must always aim to create new, lasting relationships." He goes on, "when compared with new freedom and new friends in a new communion, the money is the least interesting things. Spiritual communion also reveals itself in a new fruitfulness. Here is a radical nature of fundraising as ministry becomes clear. In the world, in other words, where community is lacking in fundraising, those who raise funds must show potential donors a strategic plan that convinces donors their money will help to increase productivity and success of the organization. In the new communion, productivity and success may also grow as a result of fundraising, but it's a byproduct." Further, he goes on to say, "every time we approach people for money, we must be sure that we are inviting them into this vision of fruitfulness and into a vision that is fruitful." Unquote. We do not beg for donations. Instead, we offer an opportunity for friendship and belonging. And that's what so many in our world desire, the real person-to-person opportunity to belong and make a difference. Instead of seeing our fundraising tasks as convincing donors to give, we invite donors to belong and see their money as a way to join with others to create a vision and life together that is fruitful. Let's reflect on two questions this week. How does this perspective of communion, belonging, and friendship affect you in your work? Now, thinking back to your last fundraising appeal, was it just to ask for a donation, or was it also an offer for belonging? Share this podcast if you enjoy these 5-minute reflections and subscribe to receive these reflections released every Monday. To explore fundraising coaching deeper, visit servingnonprofits.com. See you next week.